after I'd sorted everything out as well as a person with my experience and my intelligence could do. I threw off my blanket and set about heating the house, for it was very cold that morning. Lynx crept out of the stove door, and then it was time to go into the byre and see to Bella. After breakfast, I started to bring all my supplies down into the bedroom and draw up a list. I have the list in front of me. I don't want to copy it out, because almost everything I owned will be mentioned in the course of this report. I moved the food from the little room into the bedroom, because it's cool there even in the summer. The house is built against the mountain, and its back is always in the shade. There were enough items of clothing about, and petroleum for the lamp, and spirit for the little stove. There were also a bundle of candles, and two torches with extra batteries. The medicine cabinet was fully supplied. Apart from bandages and painkillers, everything's still there. Hugo had devoted himself to this medicine cabinet with a passion. I think most of the medicines became unusable long ago. The things that turned out to be essential were a big bag of potatoes, a lot of matches, and ammunition. And of course the various tools, a shotgun, and a Mannlicher rifle, the binoculars, a scythe, a rake and a pitchfork that had been used to cut the forest meadow for fodder for the deer, and a little sack of beans. Without these things, which I owe to Hugo's anxieties and to chance, I would no longer be alive. I established that I'd already used up too much of the food. Above all, it was a waste to feed Lynx on it. It wasn't good for him either. He urgently needed fresh meat. The flour might last another 3 months.